Moncrief on News Talk.
When Terry Prone saw a pair of slippers advertised for sale in Lidl, she rushed to a couple of nearby stores to buy them, but they weren't there. And so began Terry's odyssey, one way you may well have undertaken yourself, into the relentless, cheery, impenetrable and bizarrely unhelpful world of artificial intelligence. Terry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So first, tell us about the slippers. You already had a pair, but you had to have another.
The thing is that I wouldn't have slippers at all. I don't approve of slippers. But at my age, there's always the possibility that you'll end up in hospital. And so you can't walk around a hospital ward in 4-inch heels. So you need a kind of pair of emergency slippers. I bought these in Lidl about 2 years ago. They were fantastic magic. You could feck them into the washing machine. They'd come out in beautiful shape, wonderful. And so when I saw, do you know the kind of ads they run that are like little catalogues? I saw these slippers again, sheepskin with a lovely sheepskin collar on them, $17.99, which you will admit is dirt cheap for sheepskin. Great. And they were going to go on sale on Bank Holiday Monday. Bank Holiday Monday, I was in the Swords shop. No sign of them. I discussed this with a couple of the lads working the floor who indicated that the supply chain was a mystery to them, like global warming. And I went to the other store in Swords. Not a sign of them there either. And again, the lads packing were very helpful. And one of them said, listen, there's a number and an email address for the customer care people just inside the front door. So grand, I got it. And the first thing that I noticed was a simple thing, which said that if you were going to telephone them, or rather WhatsApp them, it was going to take them 30 minutes on average to get to you, which I thought was an odd thing to confess up front. I mean, if you know that it's going to take you 30 minutes to get to your customers, surely you just employ more bodies. But anyway, fine. I decided, listen, I will do this online. And online, I met Leah. Leah.
Yeah.
And Leah had... Sorry, am I pronouncing her wrong?
I don't know. God knows. We'll have to ask Leah how she pronounces her name.
Anyway, she had spectacularly blue hair. Now, not blue in the way American women of a certain age have blue hair, just spectacularly blue hair. And she was extremely cheerful and obliging and eager to help. She actually said that, I'm Leah and I am here to help you with any questions you may have. To better assist you, please type a short description of your query now. I had the ad and I typed in a short description of my problem. And she then said, was it on sale in the last 14 days? To which I responded, irrelevant question. And then she said she wasn't sure she understood what I had just... Now, if you've just told even an avatar that their question is irrelevant, it doesn't require interpretation. It's a simple black and white statement. Then she decided she was going to get even nicer. And she said, is there anything else I can help you with? To which my response was, you didn't help me with this. And then she got endearing. Oh, sacred heart, she got endearing. She said, oops, my mistake. Maybe I misunderstood. And I said civilly, I refer you to my original query. And then she made a little speech at me about how they work terribly hard at all times in order to make sure that the full range, blah, blah, blah. And then she decided that maybe I was beyond her competence. And she said that she wanted to refer to escalate the issue.
Ooh.
And could I help her by telling her what store the problem was in? To which the answer was, I already did. You have two stores in Swords. Both of them have the same problem. And she then asked me what time of the day I had visited these stores, at which point I lost my temper and said, WTF, has this got to do with anything, the time of the... But I was actually able to tell her the time of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. I was so eager for the slippers. So fine. She then said she was going to get the regional team to contact me. Mm-hmm. And was there anything else she could help me with? To which I answered, well, you didn't help me with the previous query, so you're not going to help me with... But I said, my breath is bated to hear from your regional team. Yes. Tuesday, I hear from the regional team. I get an email from the regional team, which begins, "Dear Prone." Now, I'll tell you, Sean, if you want to solve a customer problem, addressing them in Ireland by their surname is not the way to go. But anyway, this regional woman wanted the problem outlined to her. The temptation was to say, hang on a second, you have the entire discourse between me and Leah right in front of you on your computer. Why do I, the customer, have to? But I outlined it all over again with the question at the end of my details saying, why are you offering these slippers if you don't have them? Which is a simple question. Following day, got a reply, which again addressed me as Dear Prone, and said, I am sorry that on your recent visit the slippers were sold out despite being advertised in the leaflet. Now, that was what Donald Trump would call fake news. They weren't sold out. They had, according to the guys on the floor, never been there in the first place. So what the advantage to Lidl was about saying that they were sold out, I do not know. And then they gave me another lecture. Let me tell you what they said. Due to the nature of retail, demand can sometimes outweigh supply.
Oh, I, yeah, none of us knew that.
Say. Yeah, exactly. And the interesting thing is that demand was only me. I wanted one pair of slippers. I visited three stores. Nah, not in any of them. And then, at the weekend, I was north of the border. They had the right slippers up there. There is something significant. Now, you will say to me, you didn't actually buy them, having been put through such misery. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not shooting myself in the foot, you should pardon the expression.
But you did buy them.
I did buy them. Yeah. And furthermore, I got contacted by Fergus Finlay, says they're in his local shop on the south side, and he's buying me another pair.
My gosh. Now, do you know the emails you received, the, you know, Dear Prone emails?
Yes.
Are you sure
yes.
they were from a human being? Because they sound a bit kind of generic, and perhaps they were automated as well.
I think that you make a fine point, because if they were a human being, they were, I haven't given their name, they were an incredibly stupid human being asking me the same questions that the other Egypt, at least the other Egypt was, we knew she was a moronic avatar to start with. But as a way of, but the thing is that if you are a German discounter, an individual customer in Dublin, North Dublin, which is even worse, is not that important to you, I figure. So they have a whole load of things that they just click in. I would have thought that it was possible, however, to simulate humanity a bit better than they do it.
Yeah, they do. I mean, there's all, and probably... Yeah, in fact, you know, the screen in front of me is filling up right now, Terry, with people who have similar experiences with this kind of AI, the purpose
exactly.
of which doesn't seem to be to help you at all. There seems to be kind of this idea that, Ara, if we give it just a bit of contact, no matter how token or unhelpful it is, then you'll be happier. But it actually seems
exactly.
to just infuriate people further.
Yeah, I mean, if they had basically said, first time around, we're not going to deal with your query, I could have lived with that. $17.99 is not enough to go to war over. But the chirpiness of this woman with the blue hair, it gave me a false sense of optimism.
Yeah, because, and I suppose for you, you run the communications clinic. This is a classic example of atrocious communication.
I mean, God be with the days when I used to train Fergal Quinn's people in Super Quinn. And no matter what a customer said to you or complained about, you never ask them for irrelevant details. The first thing you did was say, oh, you're not serious. This is awful. Tell me again what happened. And so you get all the details, but you don't get them as if you are putting somebody through a catechism exam.
Yeah. I take it, though, because you said at the start that you had bought the first pair of slippers as a kind of, you know, emergency hospital type supply.
But exactly.
I got the impression, though, that you have been wearing them if you had to put them in the washing machine a few times.
You're quite right. What happened was that when I got them home, I tried them on and they were just gorgeous. They were so comfy. They just embraced your feet. And then because they had quite thick, rubbery soles, every now and again, I would go out into what I laughingly call my grounds. If I was getting fuel for the fire or whatever, or indeed gardening, and they survived that. But they did get a bit dirty after a while. And so, first of all, slung them in the washing machine and just stuffed them with kitchen towels, put them on the windowsill. Grand, they came out as good as new. But I was using them. And so I hadn't solved the original problem, which was to have an emergency bag of respectable stuff that you wouldn't be ashamed to be seen in a hospital if you were unfortunate enough to have to go to a hospital. So that's why I wanted the things.
Yes, indeed. Why you also said that you don't approve of slippers. Why not?
Oh, I think that God was having an off day when she invented slippers. I think that the only shoes that any woman should wear are ones with 4-inch stilettos. There is nothing that makes a woman feel better. Oh, my God, you could take on the world. And I have a massive collection, about 150 pairs of 4-inch heels. But you cannot bring 4-inch heels into a hospital, or they think you're nuts as well as whatever other problem you have.
Do you have a massive wardrobe full of, is this Imelda Marcos stuff where we have all these shoes collected?
Yes, except the difference between me and Imelda Marcos is that many of mine are bright neon coloured plastic and therefore were cheap in the beginning.
Yeah. Hell of a vision, though. Fair dues, Terry. Thanks, Amelia, for talking to us today. That was Terry Prone there, chair of the communications clinic. One texter says, fair play to you, Terry. We spend enough money in Lidl and deserve better customer service. I'm so glad you're highlighting this. Though Helen says, Terry simply does not know how to interact with AI, but she needs to learn as it's the future. Well, yeah, but how do you interact with AI? Because, you know, they ask you a series of, and it's not just on the Lidl one, I've encountered it myself. They ask you these stupid questions and you have to keep repeating the same things over and over again. And if it gets past any degree of detail that doesn't involve a completely bland answer, then the thing just seems to, you know, steam comes out of its ears and it doesn't know what to do. Terry's being too smart for her own good. She should have just answered the questions. The reason the computer is addressing her by her surname is because of the way she entered it. Oh, so it's Terry's fault, is it? Right, okay. But she says she did answer the questions. Initially, she did say, I went to these two shops. I couldn't find the slippers. And then it came back and said, what two shops? And she said, I've just told you what two shops. And, you know, and so on and so forth. Customer service in this country is not up to scratch. But us Irish never complain or demand better. Hence, we don't get better. Why doesn't Terry have slippers on in her house? And why would she go into her garden in her indoor slippers? Who wears shoes outside the earth? Well, I think at the last bit of the interview there, you got the explanation from that. This is a an article of faith to her to wear 4-inch stilettos. Why doesn't that's a lot of people are baffled by the whole slippers thing. Hey, you want to applaud someone who was a deep conviction to their own sense of style.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.